All right, so it says, "Hi, Noella. I have a problem. No girl believes me when I tell them I'm single. They say I'm too fine to be single. Because of this, I'm actually, I have actually been single for 2 years. How do I clear this perception? I'm getting old and I want to settle down. Any advice will be appreciated." Story again says, "Hi, Noella. I have a problem. No girl believes me when I tell them I'm single. They say I'm too fine to be single. Because of this, I've actually been single for 2 years. How do I clear this perception? I'm getting old and I want to settle down. Any advice will be appreciated." Interesting that a man is, you know, going through such, for want of a better description, predicament. I thought it was a girl thing, because I go through it. I can relate. There've been times where people will meet me, "So are you single?" I said, "Yes, I'm single." "Nah, I don't believe." "Where my Ben will be a nice girl to say, oh, like I say, you know, I know once now. How are you single? How possibly are you?" I mean, it's amazing. So I can relate, but it's interesting that men too are going through it. So let's have a conversation about that. Are we going to activate the phone lines? Okay, my producer says no. So I've got my panelists in the studio. I've got Crispy K.
What's up, Noella?
Hi, Crispy. How's it going? Why are you looking at me like that?
We're communicating with our eyes back there. So I thought we'd just continue.
And Fidelis, hi.
Hi, hello.
Yeah, it's my first time interacting with you.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Okay. So we have a story on our hands, guys. I'm sure you heard me read the story. First of all, is this something, Fidelis, let me start with you. Is this something you can relate to?
Yes, I can relate to that. Very much.
You've met people, you try to hit on them and they're like, they don't believe you're single.
They don't believe I'm single. Sometimes too, the fault can come from me.
Mm.
Yeah, the being single part. Because, Charlie, you see the girls, they come. Mm-hmm. But then sometimes too, they don't be your type.
Right. So what's the type?
For me?
Yeah.
Oh.
give me top three. No, give me top three. Like, okay, let me make it simple for you. Give me top key three. What is nah?
We saw the secrets. If the girls come, they behave like that for like.
This is one of the reasons why maybe a girl would think that, okay, Fidelis is sketchy. Give us top three.
It will spoil a lot of keys.
Really? Hey, no, wait me.
No, you don't get spec.
Everything goes.
Really?
Tell a girl your spec. No. She will act like that for like 2-3 weeks. If you fall, then she will show you pepper. We know you really speak like that.
Hey, so now this is what we've gotten to.
Oh, yeah. If you want to know me, you want to get to know me, come, let's talk.
But Crispy, I mean, can you also relate?
Yeah. I before I wasn't, but I mean, for a couple of years now, yeah. It's come. Like, I don't know if it's about the they don't like who is available.
Mm-hmm.
They want someone who is not available. Mm-hmm. So the moment you get into a relationship, that is when
they want someone who's not available. I don't understand.
There's this perception about someone in a relationship being responsible,
mm-hmm.
especially for people who have been in a relationship for quite a long time, or maybe that beyond 6 months, mm-hmm. basically, because people don't have time these days. Mm-hmm. So you mess up a little, they are just going off. So if they see that you've been in a relationship with your partner for a while, they're like, okay, this guy, he's solid. I mean, he knows.
I mean, to be fair, I think I have done that to someone before.
Hey.
But for me, it's mostly with your age.
Okay.
Because I know how, you know, some women are very much available out there. And so if you're a young man, you're like 30, 35, and you're single,
problem there.
I feel like there's a problem.
No, they say fine boys.
So for me, it's not even really about me not believing that you're single.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Then what kind of attitude
the
does he
for
have?
Being single. Okay.
Because I mean, 35 and you're single. Why are you single?
they don't believe when you tell them you are single.
Or options.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Mm-hmm. You're saying that the guys are the ones, you know, giving you all the accolades and saying, mm-hmm. Noella this, mm-hmm. Noella that. Mm-hmm. If I watch Noella where they like Noella, mm-hmm. I go move to her. It's that simple.
But that's you. What's the worst, what's the worst
that may the best man win.
What's the worst yeah. that could happen? She'll say no, that's no, all. I can't move.
But that is you. Mm-hmm. Maybe you. Maybe yeah. Fidel. I mean, is the same for you?
Probably. Yeah, I'll move to Charlie. Like, be the best man, man. Mm-hmm. I remember there was a time somebody was seated here and the person was like, men are competitive. Mm-hmm. So, Charlie, will I be hot cake? Who
is
win
it
her?
True? Is it true?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Healthy we are very competition. Healthy yeah. competition.
Men are
yeah.
competitive?
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Healthy.
Very what is healthy about competition?
No, no, no. So, the thing is, again, I don't...
So, wait. Very good you brought this up. Mm. That men are competitive. Mm. So, does it mean that... So the same scenario I gave, mm-hmm. you come see that a lot of, you know, men mm-hmm. are onto Noella.
Yeah.
At that point in time, is it your ego that is, you know, making you want to, okay, Charlie, I can get this girl. Okay. At that point in time, it's not exactly love. You don't exactly love Noella, but you won't show the boy, say, yo, you be senior.
So that... When those things happen, it means
if you
that
broke code, why release, right? Fidel is the Kobe.
If boys sit down and talk, yeah, that'd be understandable. Mm-hmm. But there's no way when I come in and the guys are fawning over you and all of that, and in my head, I just speak to myself and say, I will show the boys no.
Then what is the competition then?
No. The acknowledgement of itself is a competition. So we both
you're know playing mind games with me.
Oh, I'm not playing.
Crispy K, you're playing mind games with me.
I'm not.
I'm too smart.
I'm not. If boys would have a certain agenda, mm-hmm. boys discuss amongst themselves.
Yeah.
When it comes to a girl in terms of saying, I want this girl to prove to the boys. No, they don't just keep quiet about mm-hmm. it. Even mm-hmm. that same ego will let his guys know that Charlie had they make move towards him.
So the way that, you know, sometimes when a woman is in her 30s and she's not married, she's not maybe in a relationship, men go like, oh, maybe she was too choosy when mm-hmm. she was young. Yeah. Is it the same for you guys? Are you choosy?
I don't know.
men, we are picky sometimes. But some too are not picky. We are all different.
Mm.
You understand? Those who are not picky, anything goes. Like Charlie, so far as she's in skirt,
mm-hmm.
I go move to him. If it develops to love, that's fine. That's a plus. But mm-hmm. if he just want clear some, that one today.
Uh-huh.
But those that are not picky,
mm-hmm.
Charlie.
So what does it mean when the man says he's picky? What does picky mean? I mean, so, in a man's world,
from your looks mm-hmm. to your behavior,
mm-hmm.
how you think, how you address things,
mm-hmm.
like just something a little, like maybe you are talking to the guy, he brings a situation up to you,
mm-hmm.
the way you handle it
mm-hmm.
can say, actually no, this one, men, we think far,
mm-hmm.
so if this current situation, the manner in which you handle it is not appealing to him, you'll be like, hey, nadachi no,
mm-hmm.
how she go handle him,
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
I for pick my mic. Yeah, so that is how
I see. Yeah, I see. But I'm going to ask you a question. I just hope both of you, Crispy, the way you're looking at me,
this is your premise. The last time I said, you can't do me.
Okay. No, I'm not going to ask you because from the way you're looking at me, you're not going to be truthful. Let me ask you
that. What was the question?
Okay, so a few, you know, weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
a friend of mine told me that every man likes curvy women.
Every man.
Every man.
Okay.
Likes curvy. Is there some truth to it?
So
every man likes truth, it doesn't matter.
The truth won't mm-hmm. be every man.
Okay.
But indeed, if he does have,
in percentage wise,
I would say a majority of men, because okay. that curvature makes it appealing.
Mm.
Exactly. So if you have that, for some people, that's like a plus.
Okay.
Like, oh yeah, my woman get curves. Mm-hmm. But maybe that's not even the main reason why mm-hmm. he's with her. But if she has it, that's if you see a guy with, I mean, chest develop nice, the abs, the...
I'm not really into that.
He's not ripped.
Mm-hmm.
He's not ripped. He's not snatched. Mm-hmm. But like, he's healthy. He's healthy looking, average 35-year-old man. Mm-hmm. This guy is fit. He doesn't have like that outrageous pot belly or mm-hmm. anything, but he looks fit. Wouldn't you like such a man? So right. it's just about the fact that it's a plus. It doesn't mean all men like it, or all men actually, when they wake up in the morning and they are thinking of who they want to marry.
So we that we are not curvy.
Other things make up for it. So for instance,
mm-hmm.
he was talking about the spec and all of those mm-hmm, things. Mm-hmm. Me, if you have sense,
mm-hmm.
that's number one. if you have sense, we can start talking.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment we start talking, it goes beyond just the flesh
mm-hmm.
and all of that. Mm-hmm. When I realize that Charlie, we are badgering Bapa, you have a good, you know, facial outlook. Come on. It doesn't matter about.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the topic. Mm. I mean, this young man says, obviously, would meet someone, wants to propose to the person or wants to date the person, and, you know, she doesn't believe that he's single.
Mm.
You have, you guys have been in that in that position before. What is your best advice to him?
First of all,
what is he doing wrong? First of all, let's look at what he's doing wrong.
I may not know all the strategies he has employed to let this person know that, bro, I'm not single. But I would ask him to be consistent about it, about this particular person. Like, make the move to let the person know that I am interested in you and I want to be with you. If you think I'm not single, that's fine. Whatever the situation is, I want you to see that I am gunning for you and I want to be with you, right? It shouldn't just be about...
You know, it's not always about you're gunning for me and I want to be with you. Let me give you a classic example. So a friend of mine told me about how she's dating. She wanted to actually start something meaningful with a guy. Beautiful guy, you know. Has spoken to him a couple of times and, you know, there's a connection and all of that. But the guy, again, looks too fine. Okay. And mostly when a man looks fine, he knows he's false for choice. It's facts. Because a lot of women also like good-looking men. And so they would rush to you. So that is facts.
Yeah.
The social media. Not even the man. Like the lady.
Yeah, sometimes ladies are sending him DMs and things like that.
Sometimes she goes on the guy's social media and even sees how he takes certain pictures and the kind of captions... And post. Do you understand? And then also she notices the number of people, the number of ladies he's following on social media. And then the whatever that broke the camel's back was the fact that one time apparently they share a common social media platform.
Okay.
And every time she goes on the platform, she is here. I mean, other guys who are on the platform who do not know that, okay, we're trying to explore something. They all have this negative vibe to say about the guy. Charlie, this guy there, masa, we are all for That's what the guy, his guy friends are saying about this particular guy. And this girl is listening in on all these conversations. Yeah. And so, that is like, the evidence is there, clear. Internono sano, ukachem say ya for me, believe me, look at me. It makes it hard to look at you.
That's it.
Because every other thing is telling me or is proving to me that
I think say this, the fine guys, let me put it that way.
That's right.
Facebook like
you shouldn't be too hard on wanting a relationship if they think you are too fine for them. Try and be friends with them. Involve them in your life so that you build that trust where they will see like, okay, this guy is with this girl or he's going out here purposely. Maybe there's something behind it that is not sexual or intimate. So I really know this guy. Let the girl be involved with your fun, your sad moments, like whatever you are doing, so that she can build that trust with you and then you can actually be like, okay, now she understands me, she gets how I look, so I can start something with her. But if you go in so hard that Charlie, I won't date you, that kind of thing, that will give her some kind of perspective. Hey Charlie, this guy, am I the only person he's telling this?
But the guy says, you know, he's growing and
he's growing.
Charlie, it doesn't matter.
Why do
kind
of
see you go feed do all of this thing dirty. Invest yourself with that, like
With a girl.
Yeah. Time, resource, do this, go here. She still will tell you, say she really like you.
Yeah. You know why?
So if you get that vibe, then just back off. But if you see, say she they like you.
But how many months it will take make her complete that, you know,
someone like this investment? Someone like this young man that sees
it. I'm not going to get him. Then I will try, I will start that process again.
Maybe some girl, sorry, she moved to me.
Someone like this young man seated here, what dude? I am saying it on authority.
That's
If you're a girl listening, if you're a girl listening to me and you've had anything to do with what dude, I'm telling you he's false for choice.
Noella, you see, here's the thing. Here's
and
the
he's
thing.
A fine boy.
No, see, if I go into your DMs right now, I know there are a lot of guys sending you stuff. How many do you even respond to?
You're right. But I'm a woman.
Yes.
And you cannot compare you, a man, to me, a woman.
That's the mistake people make. You think that we, the men, the women come. We
that's
are not
there. Of course.
No, please, no. We are not cheap.
We are cheap. We are cheap.
It doesn't mean we are cheap.
You are cheap.
No. We are very real. You understand? Mm-hmm. And me, for instance, I'll let you know, Charlie, if this is what I'm looking for, this is what I'm looking for. So that if something happens later on, you won't come and blame me that I came to you with a relationship. And then maybe stuff happened and now I'm trying to make you feel like I don't want you or anything. No.
I get you. But I'm saying that. I am sharing what I'm sharing with you from the perspective of a woman.
A woman.
I'm saying that you can be ticking all the boxes. Mm. By the end of the day, if what I am seeing, so for instance, like my friend's situation, this guy is, you know, saying all the right things. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes would call her, he's cooking, cooks with her and everything. But you go on social media and it's a different, and we know men. You guys say, Meba. You guys say that Moma Jane Mutediano Jane on of its own. It has a mind of
every
its own.
Every erection needs a direction. Right? So when the erection comes,
Obium.
this must direct it. So don't listen to the guys who say it has a mind. No, it has a mind of its own, as in it bows to this.
You're right, doing PR with me, but go ahead. You're doing PR.
Noella, let's. You said from the woman's perspective, so I just want to put this out there. Mm-hmm. See, don't let the guys deceive you and say, you know, when it's up, in the end, so he deal with. No. Mm-hmm. Please, when it's up, it bows to superior authority here. Mm-hmm. So this will direct it. Even it's the thoughts that sends the blood flow. Mm-hmm. If you touch me, and I get that feeling. It goes to my mind. My mind communicates, and then it will go there. You get it. So if my mind doesn't tell it that, oh Charlie, by all means, if we go and do this thing, we won't do it. Right. So that's a responsible man. There are a lot of responsible men in society. Girls, if you are sending him your streaks and your nudes and your things, and
look, what dude here?
Don't say Wadu. A lot of people saying Wadu stuff. He doesn't even comment too.
That's a lie.
No, he doesn't comment.
That's a lie.
You can send however style you want to send him. He'll just, okay, cool. He won't even replay.
I know what I want.
No, he won't even replay the streak.
That's a lie.
Oh, Noella.
Do you know the kind of girls on Wadu's street list?
He's entertaining them.
He is.
How?
I know him. It's my dude. I know him personally. So I know what I'm talking about.
I know if you talk again. I bet. So I know if you talk again.
No.
I think it's insecurities.
From whose side?
The lady.
Okay. Yeah.
Because how do you know that the guy has...
What do you mean insecurity?
There are nice guys who don't approach ladies like me. I don't talk to ladies.
If I because the ladies
woman,
approach
enough,
you.
No, one woman is enough for me. One woman is enough for me. So, me, for instance, if you come and say I'm a fan, I have a lot of girls.
So, the lady...
Maybe
the lady,
I have friends.
The lady
I
who
have
gave,
girlfriends. Girlfriends.
Uh-huh.
No, friends who are girls. Let me put it that way. Yeah. I have a lot of them. Uh-huh. So, it doesn't mean...
So, the lady who gave you the muscle pool... Is she the lady?
Who gave you the muscle pool? No, so, if you are the investor of Ghana Stadium and we are training for something...
What did I get muscle pool?
What I know who are Jenko. Oh. Jenko is speaking.
Nobody gave me muscle pool.
Okay.
I do some amazing job.
You were amazing. Masonry. You got that right. Masonry. That's okay.
Masonry job. And I had puzzle poop.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, some of the women are, most of women are insecure.
Uh-huh.
So when it comes to meeting fine guys, or they feel like other girls will try to get the guy. That's why they don't want to give him maybe the opportunity to date them. But it shouldn't be so. You should, like he said, you should be able to give him the opportunity, try to blend with him, get into his life, know him, and actually know if he's dating someone or not. That's when you can know that, oh, this guy has a lot of girls. If I'm not sure if the guy gives you opportunity to, let's say, come over, to go over to his place and all that, if he has a lot of girls, we will know. He can't hide them. Because some of these girls, Charlie, 1 a.m., 11 a.m., he'll be calling you. If you are with him in bed, you will see all these things. So you know exactly if he has a lot of girls or not. It's not.
I remember there was a time Jackie said something that if a lady.
Who, Jackie?
Jackie.
Who? Which Jackie?
No. She Jackie.
Johnny's.
Yeah. She was like, if a guy.
Why don't get?
We talk about something. When you say if a guy they want you, you go see. If the guy truly likes you, you see it. If the guy just wants to sleep with you, you see it. If the guy just wants to be friends, you see it.
Not all the time.
Most of the time, I agree because what Wadud is saying is a build up to what I'm. Yeah. So if this fine guy is in your life and you see his seriousness, Charlie, if maybe he is there and then girls are calling him, you see this call, hey, then maybe after the call you'll be like, Charlie, this is this girl, she didn't want me this way, or this is this person, I met her here, he's giving you that confidence to be around. You the woman, you just don't need to be insecure, because if you start giving that insecurity to him, he'll be like, actually, then this girl, yeah, if I take care, she go worry me. Because if I'm out, she'll be calling me. Who are you with? What are you sure? Let me video call you. That kind of thing. So like what I was saying previously, you need to be involved. He needs to get the girl invested in his life so that trust and understanding can start from somewhere.
But what if the trust and understanding you're talking about, maybe she's met your type before, or probably two or three times, and she, based off of your actions, she decided to, okay, let me believe this guy, let me not be insecure in Wadud's words, and give him my trust. And it turns out, oh, he was one of those guys who decided to take the girl as a project. Because now you guys do that a lot. You take girls as projects. Wadud is number one.
Projects work.
There are always signs. Like I'm saying, they're always.
Well, okay, so tell us about the signs.
No, Charlie, that'd be like some bro code this
thing. Thank you very much. I thought you was gonna do it. I was just waiting.
What do you mean?
You're not helping your situation.
Let's be honest with ourselves. When a guy is very insecure about
Crispy,
woman,
don't worry.
In terms of,
it is my show. Hold on. I'm saying.
If you say, the woman fine past the man.
I really
in this situation, the man is a beautiful man. The woman is a handsome woman. That's the problem.
I really want to understand. The bro code, I feel like it's something you guys use to deny some of us some truth.
One bro code is that his sister is my sister.
His sister is your sister.
Yes.
So you're never gonna move to her sister.
Yes. Unless I knew. Hold on. No, take do
by Bridash didn't see that. Bridash didn't see that. I beg you. Bridash no see my sister.
The way me then you did right now. There's no way if he has a sister, I would want to move to the sister. You understand? When Bridash moved and did all his thing, Kwame and Bridash were not Kwame.
But obviously, he just told me a bro code, and your bro is telling you that our bro code is flawed.
I gave you the reason.
The relationship between the two guys.
Go ahead.
It's very rare. Very, very rare. See, I go see chairman, like say Crispin's sister, and I go move to him. I don't know. Like even they like us, if you could tell for I talk, it's just a few people who still go ahead, give you that respect to your child, the first sister. And then if I feel like, yeah, you're cool, I'm good.
But it depends on the kind of relationship you have with Crispy. But I've also witnessed a lot of love stories where it's like, oh, yeah, my little sister married my best friend. I mean, I've heard
like,
a lot of
like 0.5%. Yes. That's a lot. 0.5%.
And how did you come by that figure?
Why we be boys? We know. When our boys get sisters, we know.
But Crispy, I mean, it hurts me that I have to ask you this question. PR. Because you're doing PR. Exactly, you're doing PR. But yeah, let me ask you. As a woman, how can I differentiate between a man who is truly, truly invested in me and wants us to build something meaningful from an equally determined man determined to take me as a project?
See, Noella be sharp, but sharp. She won't make her drop that thing, but sharp. My answer to this question is... No, I don't play for it. Women, see, here's the thing. I can do everything I want to do for this particular woman. If she doesn't like me, she doesn't like me. right? So there's nothing that you're asking from a woman's perspective. If I go and advise a woman right now, she won't take it. I've advised several
women. I'll take it.
Noella.
Advise
so
me.
So that one will go, when we go behind.
No, advise me.
So you are the woman in right the situation now. Right yeah. now. One guy is doing, what exactly is he doing? What has he been doing for you to show that he loves you?
I mean, you know, gives you attention. Okay. Buys you gifts, talks to you most of the day, says all the nice things you want to hear, supports you.
So you look forward to hearing from him?
Yeah, I do.
And the other guy too?
Which other guy?
You said you mentioned there are two guys.
Yeah. The truly invested one who just wants to teach you.
So it's a scenario.
But you say you are the one in this case.
Okay, right. Yeah, I'm the one in this case. No problem. No problem. I'm the sacrificial lamb. It's fine. So the other guy too, equally does the same thing.
Okay.
Let's say the other guy is actually in London.
Yeah.
Buys me lunch from London.
Straight.
This is the best.
No, it's a scenario. It's a scenario.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, the other one who probably is the, I feel, might also be the good one. Mm-hmm. That's all the nice things, all the good things, you know.
Yeah.
Tells me about how his day went, looks forward to speaking to me. He looks forward to speaking to me every now and then, you know, after a hard day's work.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't care about how tired he gets at work because he knows that in the evening I'm going to talk to my babes.
Yeah.
So he's saying all the right things, doing all the right things.
Yeah.
But of these two people, one is taking me as a project.
They're always taking you as a project is in the UK.
Yeah, we know that.
Because, see, even when you are talking about both of them, you started smiling when you were talking about the second guy.
Hey, please. It is a scenario. It's not a truth.
So why are you smiling?
What the hell? I'm supposed to frown.
you started smiling about him.
No, I'm supposed to frown.
You, there are two men.
Uh-huh.
Here is it. You love one. Mm-hmm. And you
love both of them.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. You love one.
I love both of them.
And you love the idea of how the other loves you. Yeah. Not that you really love him. No. It's one person you love. The one in the UK, you just like how he is towards you. You like that vibe. You wish really, really you like him back in that manner, but you don't. The Ghana one is a guy. Chema, you are listening. You are listening to me. You are in the lead.
Relax. It's a scenario. It's not my story.
Okay.
I'm asking you. I asked you a question, and you just did PR with me. Oh. But it's fine. I'm saying that of two men.
Yes.
How can a lady like me be able to tell who truly loves me and the other one who's taken me, who's as determined to also...
This is your story. I've had it before. That's why I'm saying that.
Ignore the story.
The woman in this case, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
See, you can tell them everything you feel like that's the logical thing to hear,
mm-hmm.
right? For them to select the best out of the two.
Mm-hmm.
The woman will go, come back, tell you, see, she chose the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so it's not about me letting you know what this person is doing that makes him the better guy, or what this other person is doing that makes it look like it's a project.
Mm-hmm.
No, both of them are coming to you. You know how you vibe with them. He said it. Some risk day somewhere with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how clean the pasta comes towards you, you can have an ulterior motive because it's your human being,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't look inside very well, mm-hmm. you that you are in the relationship and you know where the thing they burn you for, no. If you don't look inside very well and select the right guy, it's not my fault.
But to learn is he
can't okay, Fidelis.
I want to say something. Okay, but to learn is he can't advise you.
Okay.
Because you can't go.
Yeah.
I don't go with you. Yeah. You know what's inside. But if I'm to really analyze what you said, I think one person is at an advantage here. Obviously. The person who is in this town.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's a good proximity?
I think the person who is in the same country is you.
Why? Because we are both in the same country.
Exactly.
Maybe he is actually the one who would actually take me for a project.
I'm not choosing. I'm just saying that one person is at an advantage.
He has an advantage.
You can really, really narrow in on him and really know what is with him.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else there on key or there wherever, UK, he said mm-hmm. UK. He will let you see what you want to see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He'll show you what you want to see. He will tell you what you want to hear because you can't really. You don't get it. You do have a PI who can go to the UK and go and do your investigation.
Mm-hmm.
No. So Fortunately for the guy in Ghana, he has an advantage.
Okay.
But what Chris Pitch when he's in the crowd can say, yeah, no me do, man.
Yeah,
you understand? He, you know, you know,
Fidelis, let's look at this. Let's look at this other scenario. I'm dating. I have a boyfriend. We meet and you realize that, oh, Noella, I actually like Noella. And so you move to me and I tell you that, oh, I am dating. You know, you express disappointment and then, yeah, you leave. And then you come back and then you say, you know what? I know you have a boyfriend and all, but listen, all my life, all the things I've had to get, I've had to fight for it. So I'm going to fight for it. Is that genuine talk or is that, you know, chop talk?
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at cargurus.com. Go to cargurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CARGURUS.com. Car Guru's.
Don't answer me. Do not answer me. Fidelis, ask. Wait, Wadu, I come to you. I come to you. Fidelis, answer the question.
Maybe 50-50. Some guys would still move in. Me personally, if you tell me you have a man, I'll just back out.
Okay.
Because Omo dey hear me and you me dey.
Okay.
He gets it. So. For a woman to tell
but he has a legit point that no, I'm going to fight for you.
You're in a relationship. Am I coming to battle with whatever years you have with your man and now come and be like a third wheel or something? You're now you the woman self. You know, you feel comfortable.
If the woman ends up being with you, you cry. You left somebody.
To
oh, okay.
Understand. So if you are genuine with the guy and you are like Charlie, you have a man. You are very honest and blunt with it. I'll just Charlie pack my tools in it.
No, but in this case, if open the cry.
It go hard. No, it go hard.
Here's the thing. If you tell the girl that I want to fight for you, and the girl starts making herself available for you, and you know, doing all the things to make it look like Charlie, you go feel win me. Nah, that's when I leave you actually. Yeah. Before we get into the relationship, red flag.
What if?
Wait, you repeat what you said.
You also do the same to another guy.
You are with someone. You've been together for 3 years. I meet you. You are not married. Yeah, it's cool. Then we started working together. We became friends. We are going out, getting lunch together. We are building a vibe. There's a good connection. And I propose to you. You tell me, bro, Charlie, don't do that. You know, so I get woman, I get guy, and all of that. We are cool. We are still okay. Then you start dropping hints and signs that I know this. These are new things. We had a friendship. We were buddies. These things never existed in our relationship as close friends. But now you are doing all of those, and I'm like, this girl is showing that she's available. She's told me she has a boyfriend, and I've told her I want to fight for her, and she's giving me the chance to fight for her.
That's a red flag.
Red flag.
Not entirely. I don't agree with you.
Okay.
I'm saying this because I actually know somebody who shared a story, a similar story, where at the time he met his current wife, he was dating. His current wife was also dating. But the thing is, if you are just dating, there's nothing serious, and then you know for a fact that maybe the one I'm with won't give me or won't take me anywhere, I mean, I still feel there's a little room for you to be able to win that person over. That's how I see it.
Your premise is what helps everything. You know the person you are with won't take you anywhere.
Exactly.
Or you put already these on issues
inside. In what you said, you yourself said, you said that the person told you that she has a boyfriend.
Yes.
And then eventually started giving you signs. What if she just is not working out there, and then she's eventually trying to tell you that me and I'm kind, but it's not working.
So I'd rather you open up to me directly.
So that's her loss. But I'm just saying that in this particular scenario, they both know that, or they both have opened up to tell each other that, Charlie, whoever, that's where they put it. It's like, what kind of brofo? It's complicated.
Good.
All that shit, brofo, like I said, it's complicated.
What kind of side they are?
Stepping outside of the relationship.
Not cheating.
You're stepping outside.
Oh,
I see. I see.
So it'll be here. You understand? If you tell me it's complicated,
it's dangerous.
That one I know. But if you, it's still the same when you're still trying to more or less show signs.
Mm.
My head is headaching me.
Well, like, imagine.
I don't know why you're headaching me. Why does he give her a scenario?
Give me.
So let me give you one. Okay. So you see, let's say
you know we are Brazilian, but
no. Okay. I asked a girl out, or I proposed to a girl. Say she's not ready for a relationship, but maybe she keeps giving, showing you signs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or maybe sending you streaks. Like, this guy said he likes me, but for a while now he has not been speaking to me. What does it mean?
Why are you telling me?
I asked for a relationship. I proposed you and said, mm-hmm. No, I'm not ready for a relationship right now.
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe I back off for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe this same girl keeps sending you a streaks or something, or streaks that, mm-hmm. since I told this guy this, he has not been texting me again.
Why are you not the guy?
Because sometimes...
No, he's not a guy.
Exactly. Use a child.
Mass communication, you know. Then get like 20 receivers.
No, sometimes... When
I so, I didn't come.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. So, like,
what's your... What's
your... No, let me answer. No, you're not a woman. Chris, are you a woman?
So, I'm being real with him here. I told you, I'm a life coach.
I'm coming 1 minute. I'm just saying that with your scenario, there are some women, okay, who actually love the chase.
Mm-hmm.
They love it when you quote unquote fight or go after them, and that's when you know their love for you can develop. But sometimes they like you too, but they're looking at you like sketchy. So it is the energy you give them. If you back out, okay, maybe catch on the back out, okay, okay. But if you put in some energy, sometimes, yeah, would give in. So it's not always.
Imagine,
have to understand. That's why you're not a woman. I'm telling you as a woman.
Imagine, you keep doing this to, let's say, every guy.
Yeah.
You in the name of I love the chase. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, he for show me something. For show me something.
But there's nothing wrong with a man chasing a woman. You're supposed to chase a woman.
But I want you to understand that. People eventually get fed up or something.
Mm-hmm.
There's a limit to almost everything.
Do you know that? Not to catch you, Nana Kwame. Do you know that there are some men who would render you cheap when you just give in to them after just one chase? They'll actually render you desperate. So get away,
overstretch the.
So what is overstretch? Yeah, explain.
Overstretch is when you get fed up.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what overstretching is because. Me, I could do 1 year. Some could do 6 months. Some could do 1 week. Yeah. I know could do again.
Mm.
But my point is, that is where eventually you. I mean, there are some girls who eventually get their match.
Yeah.
People who they don't mind going 1 year, but this is or 2 years or 3 years or whatever. But this is a scenario where
whatever.
Yeah.
I love the accent.
From Teshi. Also, whatever. So. This is a situation where you eventually keep doing this to people who don't have the fuse to keep chasing
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens to you, the girl?
You're also growing.
I'll meet my match. My match is out there.
Oh.
See?
Yeah.
Guys, me, I don't be chasing. I don't be leopard.
If you don't be leopard, somebody be cheetah.
If you are proposing to
you go chase me.
If you are proposing to a girl, the girl says she's not ready.
Mm-hmm.
Where you dog am? You know, you pay a dog am. So I'm 5 other guys to dog am.
Yeah.
But she like one guy for inside. You know, be you. You figure say you dog am, so she started post on things where you know be you.
Options there. You're not him.
Hey,
you
are crispy.
Yeah. Oh, of course. So no, our boys have to start waking up. See, we've done send your girl child to school. The girl child. Now we are come to do boy
the
child.
Boy child.
The boys must listen.
Girls, so we need to do one.
Give
it true.
The man.
Young
kids. The man, we need to say. Into where old dog, you know, if you are, they forget it. The girl wish they like you. See, there was this thing trending on X some time back. The guy just asked, I think he woke up the next morning. He got a head number the previous day. Woke up the next morning, was asking also, like, what's your day going to be like? That kind of thing.
Yeah,
the woman ball, she came to post it on X. Word. Like, if it be somebody they like, how was your day? The woman will write the paragraph.
Yeah. Exactly.
But do you...
Conclusive, if a woman likes you, you know
she likes you. You know what she
Yeah.
you know,
but
you know,
she also, you are saying, I'm coming. I'm relax.
You know,
relax.
If a woman likes you, me, I know women who they like me. You understand? You they chase them, but you know, say this person they like you. It be,
but you see, woman where they chase. If you hand it, it be sweet pass. If what? What the heavy thing are you talking about? If what?
If you hand it,
woman where they give you tough time.
Yeah.
If you end up being, it be sweet.
You know, I was actually.
Hold on.
I was actually coming to that. Yeah. That you're saying that if he, I mean, that's the move.
Yeah.
Oh. Relax. Yeah. If he does the move, mm-hmm. and he doesn't give, she doesn't give in, mm-hmm. she should move on.
Yeah.
At that point in time, mm-hmm. yeah, another girl who likes him would come.
Yeah.
He would roll with him, but his ego will be struck. Why? Because the woman he loves or he likes is giving him hard time. There's no way he's gonna let that go.
See.
Hey, am I in jail?
See, he likes this one woman.
You are your mother. It's a town somewhere, please.
The one person that he's proposed to,
mm-hmm.
that he like. Like I said, my mm-hmm. understanding of dating, mm-hmm. relationship, courtship, mm-hmm. marriage, they're all different.
Mm-hmm.
I can date 5-10 people.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
If I say I want to go out to this person, mm-hmm. I'm now making that initiation that, oh, we should become exclusive and become one.
Mm-hmm.
My ego will be struck after some years we, you know, work, or I've put her out there as my person and all of those things. Then he cast that, we started saying, you know, my story and sense. Yeah, he did. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But first off, if this woman rejects me right there, Charlie, I'm moving on. Right now, the boy is too weak to want to eye open. Don't think that because you rejected me, you are the hottest girl on the street. Yeah. Mm. Forget.
Even now, the apple where Eve give you guys, they work, eh?
Oh. Mm. Oh, so that means, wow.
Let's go. Let's read some messages. Let's read some.
Okay. I can recover from this. A full admittance on air.
It's not an admittance. It's not an admittance, but let's move on.
Eve
Slay Colin says, you're not alone, bro. Harrison Delali says, same here. I need an advice too. Mama Gadi first says, we need to have a meeting under the baobab tree. But Sideri says, every guy seems to be single here. None of them, actually. None of them is single. Not Fidelis, not Crispy, not Wadud. Wadud, Gwambo, there. Madud, Wohine. This Wadud. And this guy, why are you home? Relationship.
We are not married.
So you're single?
But on the phone, that's what we write. Single or married? Yes. Divorce.
Hey, is your woman listening?
But she knows. See, we are very, very intellectual people.
Yes.
Single, yes. Married, divorce, separated. Yes. It's four options.
Which so because of
widowed or widowed, so I don't know.
Hey, Asamo. Good afternoon, Noella. This is Stuart, dude. Please apologize to Noella, else she would dare your talk till you give up. I'll advise the guy to get some pastoral forms or Roman Father Cosby. Okay. Says Arma James Foss says, I'm here. Why? I believe you. Okay, I guess she was referring to one of you. But Komawe Mawenyega Courage. Courage, I beg your pardon, sorry. Says, take it easy on yourself. The right time and the right person will come. Absolutely, you're not in this alone. Raheem Salam Jr. says, the advice would be for us all. Evans Yamicha says, same here, I don't even know what to do. Habib Anafo Abdul Majid says, your own is 2 years. I'm about 4.5 years single. Ooh, Maxwell Sam, are you sure you've been single all through? You've been doing passing through? Because now as we day there, we know. Maxwell Self says, yeah, I can relate, Charlie. It's not easy, Charlie. Sis Arma Gem 4 says, I'm here, I believe. You know, sometimes a man would say, I'm single, not because he doesn't have women or women do not, you know, hit at him. Or he doesn't have the luxury of, you know, wanting to date any woman at all. But it's the single woman he likes who doesn't like him back.
But
so he could be messing around with whoever. But in his head,
relationship. Messing around is messing around. It's not a relationship.
So you have messing around and you have relationship.
It's a fling. You see, you also have stepping out of relationship.
You see, you're not helping your case.
No,
actually, the ladies listening.
Ladies,
they should listen.
That's why I told them.
Mr. Amwakuhini Jr. says the advice will be for us all. Bottom line is, there's no advice. These boys, they are chop boys. They are chop boys.
I know.
Juliet says every guy seems to be single here. Victoria Cherry says, my dear, don't mind them. I do believe you. Neninate Opata says, I shall say you fine. With little or no money, go work, then make money, then see. Married men stuff, they get some, they chop. Where you know, marry. Cyril S. Kuja says, don't tell them you are single anymore, let them discover that. They assume it's a lie when you say it. I mean, if you don't say it, how do we move on? If I ask you and you don't say it, bro, you are stuck.
I say no, you find out for yourself. Kobe always
find out for yourself. What? That's like like a red flag. That's like a red flag.
Taking time bombs.
Kobe always says, just tell them you are broke. It works like magic. Have you seen a girl wasting time to believe whether a broke guy is single or not? We are learning from where we are, I swear. Collins, what is he gonna say? Micronet says, we have to gather and have a meeting. Agbovi Anunya Kwame Fafanyo says, it's like I'm also facing the same problem. Well, but me, I don't see if I'm fine or not.
At least one honest guy. I was going the way the guys were doing, I can't relate. Fine boys listening to this station.
Thank you so much, Crispy, for giving us a PR session today. None of what you've said is going to be taken into good faith.
You said we have messing around. I just wanted to clear that bit.
Go ahead.
Please, that's what I'm advising the girls. Mm-hmm. See, these days, I've had girls approach me direct and direct tell you they want to knock. Mm-hmm. They don't want a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
The guys, too, they are dead. Mm-hmm. If they say they want to knock, mm-hmm, and you don't want it, let them know you don't want it and you cut your ties.
Mm-hmm.
If you try and use the bit about, oh no, I want a relationship, mm-hmm, and they use that means and they do all of those things, know that this guy originally wanted to knock.
Yeah.
Please, if you put a knock in, just knock and keep it there.
Yeah.
If you want a release.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at cargurus.com. Go to cargurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's cargurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Since you find someone, build that and it goes your
public way. Relations expert Crispy Kiwi, thank you so much. I still have hope in you, Fidelis. I still have hope. Save someone's, you know. Save the man's reputation out there. Wadud, you're not talking, get out. Fidelis.
I still standing for involving the ladies in your life. It will break your way, like Charlie.
Ayaka.
And then the money aspect, no?
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole topic on its
own. On its own, Charlie, yeah.
Yeah.
We explore it.
You find out something for day or body.
Yeah.
Did he say he's working though?
That's what he said, though. That's what he said. But the streets also get your answer.
Can I promise?
No, thank you.
I'm not married.
That you're single. That's
what he's not single. He's in a relationship.
Hey, show your forms.
Is it? So, I'm not talking about single.
Single, married, divorce, separated. Yeah. He's single.
There's no in a relationship. You have to take care of.
On the forms,
in a complicated relationship.
On the formal forms, you're all single.
But you're not single.
We are not single.
Informally, you're not single.
Oh,
nice.
But it's funny how you said this guy.
I'm shocked.
If you worried about how hope for himself, if you more.
Why, dude? Final words. Let me hear what you have to say.
3, 2, 1. Come on, no. It's fine.
It's fine. Anyway, guys, this has been awesome. I have totally enjoyed my time on Candid today. To the guy who sent us a letter, so wow, what's your assume? Unu anu mbema, oma mwa ukis intene niye. Kashenko ju. The ladies too, chale. The men, they won't try tell we say them you walk past, but we are walker. Show them something small. My name is Noella Karen Yali. This has been the Afternoon Definition right here on Hits 103.9 FM. Thank you to my producer, Nana Kwame Larbi, to the whole team, the whole caboodle, solidly behind me. How can I fail with all these men behind me? So lucky, huh? Shout out going out to DJ Fantastic as well. Up next is Mercury Quay, bringing us that Drive Time show right here on Hits 103.9 FM. You know Mercury. You know how he does it. It's fireworks. It's a lot of turn up. And don't forget, on 1st June 2024, live at the Aviation Social Center, we will be repping our jerseys, okay? Are you ready? So come rep your jersey. Come witness Borussia Dortmund versus my team, Real Madrid. Hala Madrid.